In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and we do this broadcast live by the grace of God. I want to recap some of the things I said. The church, formed by Jesus Christ, one holy Catholic and apostolic church, is the messenger. Jesus is the message. I'll say it again. The church is the messenger of the gospel in word and in sacrament. Jesus is the message. I'm reading from the last chapter, 24, of Luke. "And behold," Jesus says, "I send the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." Stay in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit. The church is the idea of the Holy Spirit, but are we proclaiming the message of Jesus in season and out of season? Are we proclaiming Jesus in the power of the Spirit in season and out of season? Do we bring people to Jesus in season and out of season? You see, everyone that sits in the church needs to be evangelized. Everyone who sits in the church needs to come to know Jesus better or come to know Jesus for the first time. That's why the simple gospel message is always endued with the power of the Holy Spirit. When we preach Jesus, things begin to happen. People begin to get healed. People begin to be filled with light. The church, the messenger, is called to preach the message, which is the living person of Jesus Christ. Today, I read from Pope Benedict, and he says, all the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation point to Jesus Christ. I've said the same thing many weeks ago. All the scriptures are fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. These holy scriptures were inspired by the Holy Spirit. You see, we get things wrong when we start to make the church the message. It isn't the message. The church is the humble messenger. That's why Mary is the model of the church. Do whatever he tells you to. Mary is the model of the church. Let it be done unto me according to your will. Mary is the model of the church. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. I tell you, our Blessed Mother is the model of the church, and she can only say one thing, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, do whatever he tells you to. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. But you see, the Holy Spirit was in the heart of Mary. We say that Mary is the spouse of the Spirit, married to the Spirit, because it was the Spirit that came upon her, the Holy Ghost, and she conceived the Word made flesh. So, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. And they were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. They were in the upper room because Jesus said, do not leave Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. And so they went to the upper room and began to seek the Lord. To seek the Lord. They were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. And on the ninth day, on the day of Pentecost, on the day when the law was given, that's what the Jews were celebrating, the Spirit of the Lord came upon them. There was a rushing, mighty wind that filled the whole place. There were tongues of fire over each of the apostles' heads. And they began to speak in other languages. Oh, yes, began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. Oh, these gifts are still available to us today. But you see, what gets miscommunicated is that we start thinking that the church is the end. The church is the means. I'm going to tell you, the world knows more about us, the church, than the church knows, because the world is always trying to destroy the church. What church? Not the churches. It's always the Catholic Church. The world and the devil hate the Catholic Church. So you'll have all these news about the Catholic Church, not about the Pentecostal Church, not about the Anglican Church. You know, there have been child abuses in all the churches, but the papers will only reflect what happens in the Church of Jesus Christ, because the devil knows that Jesus found one church. But I'm also saying that the church must proclaim the message if she is endued with power. She must proclaim Jesus, because Jesus is the Lord. She must proclaim Jesus in season and out of season. We're not proclaiming, you know, I sit down and I say, well, I want to tell you about the time I went to Italy. Well, that's fine. When God moved in Italy, I'm going to tell you how he touched a certain person. That's a good thing. I'll tell you about Italy, but how God moved in Italy, how Jesus sent his Spirit and he touched people. That's what I want to let people know, not about my vacation in Italy or my vacation in wherever. You see, wherever I go, I bring Jesus with me. And you know what? He comes along. He's in my heart. Wherever I go, the Spirit of God causes me to proclaim Jesus Christ under the anointing of the Spirit. You know, I've been at the beach minding my own business, and as I was there, I saw someone reading a certain book. I went up to them and said, oh, I know that book. They said, we're Christians and we're Catholic. I said, well, I'm a Catholic priest. Oh, and I invited them to my house that night for dinner. Isn't that wonderful? I had a hot plate, that's all I had to cook on, and a hibachi stove. And we spoke of the things of God all night. Not once did we mention the church, but we were all faithful members of the church. Oh yes, these people went to Mass. These people received the body and blood of Christ. These people were from St. Louis. And these people got me on the radio in St. Louis. Isn't that something? Isn't that something, that God had a plan? He said, stay in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. We need that power from on high. I don't need any, tinsel. I need God to pour out his Spirit upon me so that I can do the work of God and the work of the church, so that I can be the messenger. How lovely on the feet of the mountains are the feet that bring the gospel. How lovely are your feet. Are they lovely feet? My feet are lovely. My feet are lovely. Why? Because I bring the gospel that Jesus Christ loves you, that he gave his life for you, and if you were the only one, he would have, and that he died for you and bled for you. Precious blood of Jesus, save us. And that he was buried and on the third day rose from the dead. Hallelujah. And he wants to give you a new life. You know, I am imbued with the Holy Spirit. Do I want more? I want much more. Oh, brother, do I need the Holy Ghost? Do I need the Spirit of God? If I'm going to be preaching the Word of God every day, I need the unction of the Spirit. I need to be endued with power from on high. I need the Spirit of God. And you know what? The Spirit of God always glorifies Jesus, as I said yesterday. John told us that. I'm going to be reading a prayer and trying to pray the prayer. It's a prayer to the Holy Spirit. Listen, come, Holy Spirit. Come on. Come, Holy Spirit. Replace the tension within us with a holy peace. Replace the tension within us with a holy peace. Replace the turbulence within us with a sacred calm. Replace the turbulence within us with a sacred calm. Replace the anxiety within us with a quiet confidence. Replace the anxiety within us with a quiet confidence. Replace the fear within us with a strong faith. Replace the fear within us with a strong faith. I tell you that the Spirit of God gives us that faith to proclaim Jesus Christ and to proclaim His power and to proclaim His mercy and to proclaim His healing and to proclaim His deliverance, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We need that strong faith in Jesus Christ. Replace the bitterness within us with the sweetness of your grace. Replace the bitterness within us with the sweetness of your grace. Replace the darkness within us with a gentle light. Replace the darkness within us with a gentle light. Replace the coldness within us with a loving warmth. Replace the coldness within us with a loving warmth. Oh, Ezekiel say, I'm going to take from you your hearts of stone, and I'm going to replace it with the heart of flesh. Oh, yes. Replace the coldness within us with a loving warmth. Replace the coldness within us with a loving warmth. Replace the night within us with your holy light. Replace the night within us with your holy light. Replace the winter within us with your eternal spring. Replace the winter within us with your eternal spring. I tell you, on the Feast of the Nativity in St. Peter's Basilica, there were thousands and thousands for Scythia. Oh, yes, the spring, the eternal spring is Jesus Christ. Do you know that? He is the eternal spring. Oh, yes. Replace the winter within us with your spring. Replace the winter within us with your spring. Straighten our crookedness. Straighten our crookedness. No lying, kids. Fill our emptiness. Fill our emptiness. Dull the edge of our pride. Dull the edge of our pride. Sharpen the edge of our humility. Sharpen the edge of our humility. Light the fires of love. Light the fires of love. Quench the flames of our lust. Quench the flames of our lust. Let us see ourselves as you see us. Let us see ourselves as you see us. Oh, I'm going to sing that one again. Let us see ourselves as you see us. How does He see us? He sees us redeemed. He sees us covered with the blood. He sees us as His children. I don't care what you see yourself as, because the devil is a liar. He sees us as children of God. To those who welcomed Him, He gave the power to become children of God. Let us see ourselves as you see us, that we may see you as you have promised, that we may see you as you have promised, and be fortunate according to your word, and be fortunate according to your word. Blessed are the pure of heart, blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Oh, yes, we need the Holy Spirit to replace the tension in us with a holy peace. We need the Holy Spirit to give us a sacred calm. We need the Holy Spirit to give us wonderful confidence in Jesus Christ. We need the Holy Spirit to strengthen us with a strong faith that doesn't budge even when we doubt, we have faith. I'm going to tell you, when I have a doubt, the first thing I want to do is to pray that God would convert 12 drunks or 12 drug addicts. If a doubt comes into my head, I'm going to tell you, Jesus, go and convert 12 drunks. Go and convert 12 drug addicts. I'm going to use that doubt. Doubt is not sin. I'm going to use that doubt with faith, with faith, with faith. The Holy Spirit brings us the sweetness of the grace of the Lord Jesus. For grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, fill us with your glorious light. Oh, I need that light. Holy Spirit, fill us with your loving warmth. Oh, yes. When I pray with people, they often say, I feel so warm. That's the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. Replace the night within us with your beautiful light. The Holy Spirit brings us to the eternal spring, who is Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit fills our emptiness. He dulls the edge of our pride. He sharpens the edge of our humility. Oh, yes. The Holy Spirit helps us to see us as Jesus sees us. You see, we have two sacraments that talk about the giving of the Holy Spirit, baptism and confirmation. You know, at confirmation, they should be singing in the Spirit. It is the experience of Pentecost. Oh, that's why I keep on saying to people, we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We need that Jesus would baptize us with the Holy Spirit and power. We need that so that we can minister. You see, you can't really minister unless the Spirit of God is in you. Because what is ministry? Is it being a good boy and helping people? Well, anyone can help people. You know, I know atheists that help people. Is it just feeding the poor? It's feeding the poor and praying for them. It's feeding the poor and bringing them to Jesus. You know, it's what's it all about? It's all about the Holy Spirit leading us to Jesus, leading us to Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. I say tonight when we celebrate Mass, we will pray over the bread and wine and we will say, let your Spirit come upon these gifts like the dewfall. Oh, yes. That they may become for us the body and blood of Christ. Where would we be without the Holy Spirit? We would have nothing. But we need the Spirit of God in our lives, in our ministry, in our heads, in our hearts. We need to know that baptism of the Holy Spirit. For Jesus said, John baptized you with water, but in several days you shall be endued with power, and I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. We're desperate for the Holy Spirit. The church that doesn't operate in the power of the Spirit is a church that's dead. It's the way it is. The church that doesn't operate in the power of the Holy Spirit is a church that's dead. I'm not saying you have to be like me. Oh, no, it's hard enough for me to be like me. But to operate in the power of the Holy Spirit, if I have priests listening to me, you know, Padre Pio was not special. He wants you in the confessional to help the penitent and say things that only the penitent needs to hear. That's God's way of touching the priest and touching the penitent. You see, it's all about Jesus. But no Jesus without the Holy Spirit. You need the baptism of the Spirit. I need to be filled with the Spirit over and over again. Without the Spirit, the only thing we have is the establishment. I love the establishment. It's the body of Christ. But the body of Christ has a head. His name is Jesus. I love the church because I received my faith through the church. I believe that. But the body of Christ has a head. His name is Jesus. He is the promise. The Holy Spirit is the promise of the Father. Oh, behold, I send the promise of the Father. Come, O promise never broken. Come always, promise that is kept. Come to me and us, O promise, and be fulfilled in me and us by sending forth your people to proclaim the holy name of Jesus, the awesome name of Jesus. The awesome name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is for all flesh, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. The Holy Spirit is for all of us. We need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. And you can always tell who has the Holy Spirit. They magnify Jesus. They glorify Jesus. It's as simple as that. We can do the works of Jesus only with the Holy Spirit. We can do the works of Jesus only with the Holy Spirit. One person asked me today, why do the people come here from all over? Yesterday, someone came from Saugus. Another person came from South Shore. Another person came from Rhode Island. Why do they come here? I certainly don't put out a sign and say, come to me because I've got it. I don't. Sometimes I wonder if I have it, but I know I do, because I wouldn't be able to preach the Word of God the way I'm preaching it. It's the way it is. It's the way it is. I've been captured by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. But I need more of Him. I need more of that holy and awesome Spirit. I do. People come to us because something, someone is drawing them to Jesus in the midst of their predicaments. And you know what? We all have problems. Show me the person without problems, and I'll show you someone that's dead. Well, maybe they have more problems after they're dead, I'll tell you, because they never turned to Jesus. Listen, I'm talking to you. It's your day today to turn to Jesus. It's your day today to give your life to Jesus. It's your day today to offer your life as a living sacrifice to Jesus Christ. It's your day. Don't let it pass. Pray with me. Jesus, Lord, it's my day. It's my day. Come into my life. Come into my life. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me that promise from above. Give me that promise from above. Oh God, wash away my sins in the blood of Jesus. Wash away my sins in the blood of Jesus. Listen, go to confession. Go to confession. Go to confession. Go to confession. It's so important to go to confession and to confess our sins and know that when you go to confession, you have been absolved from all your sins if you did it to the best of your ability. I'm telling you, the prodigal son never had time to confess his sins. What happened is that the father kissed them away. You know, he never had time to say, I've been with women, I've been a drunk, I've been on drugs, never had time. But the father was looking for the prodigal, and the prodigal was drawn by the father's love, and the son was forgiven by the kisses of the father. Come, Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray for the baptism of the Spirit that people have never received. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us, mold us, fill us, use us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. You promised that you would baptize with the Holy Spirit. So I take you at your word that you are baptizing people with the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit of God, being released in power, in power, in power, in power. Yes, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his love has made me whole. Oh, how I love him. Oh, how I love him. How I love him in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his love has made me whole. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, O Spirit of adoption. Come, O promise of the Father. Come to us. Abide in us. Be released in us. Do what I can't do. Change us from one degree of glory to the next. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ under the power of the Holy Spirit as a Catholic priest. Listen, the mailing address is simple. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.